Chapter 1 A haunted moan could be heard from across the hallway as Farron held and rocked little Harley for his routine 2 o'clock a.m. feeding. The sound yanked her out of a sleep-deprived haze, and wild panic pierced through her chest as she sprang from the gliding chair, placed Harley in his crib, face down in case he spit up his just-eaten food, and rushed into the bedroom she shared with the father of her child. Rogan lay paralyzed in his bed, a nightmare of his past consuming his mind, holding his consciousness hostage. He was unable to wake, unable to escape the horrors that replayed through his memory, forcing him to relive those fateful moments that had changed him forever. Sweat drenched the pillow and sheets beneath him, and when Farron reached his side, she threw the blanket from atop his body and cupped the sides of his face. "Shh. Shh, shh," she said, trying to soothe him, and his eyes flew open as a violent intake of air filled his lungs. He shuddered beneath her fingers before her face came into focus. Then he took in a cleansing breath. His hands reached up to grab her wrists as she continued to hold on to him, brushing her thumbs against his jaw in small, soothing strokes. She could feel his heart racing in his chest as her body leaned over his from where she knelt beside him in their bed.
"Farron," he breathed, moving to sit up.
"It's okay. Everything is okay," she assured him. But the muffled cries of the baby came drifting into the room from across the hall, amplified by the baby monitor, lying on the nightstand a few feet away from her. She hadn't finished feeding Harley, and she'd laid him down without burping him, too. She knew she'd have to get back to him quickly, but concern was etched in her forehead, with her loyalty torn between the two people she loved the most in the world, who both needed her at the moment.
"You were gone," Rogan acknowledged.
It was the one thing that guaranteed the reappearance of the terrors that claimed him in the night. It killed her, seeing him so vulnerable and broken. He was such a strong, powerful, brilliant man. He was unshakable, intimidating even. So to know that demons of his past were enough to bring him to his knees made her feel helpless. He needed her.
"I'm right here," she reassured him. "I was just a few feet away feeding Harley."
Even through the dark of the night, she could just make out the steel in his expression as his face hardened, and he forced away the vulnerability, regaining his control. This was the Rogan Raynor she was used to, the one who feared nothing.
"I'm sorry, baby. I'll go check on Harley," he offered,
shifting his legs over to the side of the bed to press his bare feet to the cool hardwood floor. She reached for his arm to stop him, pulling him back to her.
"It's okay. I was just finishing up feeding him. I'll go."
He turned back to her, smoothing his fingers down her long, brown hair she had pulled back into a ponytail to keep out of tiny baby fingers. He softly kissed the tip of her nose. She wrapped her arms around him, pressing her cheek against his hard chest, still standing on her knees on the bed beside him. Then she let go and turned to go back across the hall to soothe another tortured soul, though this one was much easier to appease. A little milk, a gentle sway, and a soft hum of her favorite lullaby were enough to satisfy the smaller of her two men. If only the other were so easy.